Okay. Then the next part is the mandala offering. And here, what we're doing is we're imagining the universe and everything beautiful in it and offering it to the Buddha. Okay. This is very different from how we live our lives, because usually when there's something beautiful, who do we offer it to? Me. Okay? There's some nice fruit, I should get it. Yeah? There's Milo, I'll take it. Yeah? There's a nice comfortable bed, give it to me. Yeah? There's a beautiful flat, I'll move in. Okay? So we spend most of the time offering to ourselves, and it doesn't, you know, create any lasting happiness. What we're trying to do in the mandala offering is we imagine the whole universe and everything beautiful in it. So all the things that we're attached to, all the things that we're craving and wanting, we imagine them all. And instead of, you know, offering to ourselves, we offer them to the Buddha. And we take joy in offering them to the Buddha. Okay? So in the first verse, you know, where it says, you know, this ground anointed with perfume, flowers strewn, Mount Meru, the four lands, sun and moon, imagined as a Buddha land and offered to you, may all beings enjoy this pure land. So we're offering everything around us, thinking of it as a pure land, making it more beautiful than it is, and then offering it to the Buddha and hoping that all sentient beings can enjoy it. And then in the second verse, the objects of attachment, aversion, and ignorance, friends, enemies, and strangers, my body, wealth, and enjoyments, I offer these without any sense of loss. Please accept them with pleasure and inspire me and others to be free from the three poisonous attitudes. Okay? So here, instead of clinging on to the things that are objects of our negative emotions such as ignorance, anger, and attachment, we are offering those things. Yeah, we're freeing ourselves from the sticky mind that is involved with them. And we're saying to the Buddha, please accept them, and as a result, may I and everybody else be free of the three poisonous attitudes, ignorance, anger, and attachment. So here, I think it's very helpful if you're attached to somebody, offer that person to the Buddha. Yeah. It doesn't mean you need to, you know, come up and sit them down on the altar, okay? But it means mentally you give up your attachment. And when you offer somebody you love to the Buddha, actually they're in much better hands than if you cling on to them being possessive. Aren't they in better hands if you offer them to the Buddha than if you hold on to them? They've got to stay with me. They've got to be with me. They've got to tell me they love me. They've got to do what I want. They can't desert me. You know, when we hang on to somebody like that, we're not very happy, and they probably can't stand all of our clinging. Yeah. When mentally we offer them to the Buddha, we're actually saying, you know, I don't need to cling on to this person. And if I really love them, I really want what's best for them. And if they're under the protection and guidance of the Buddha Dharma Sangha, that's what's best for them. That's what's most important. Okay? So it's a very beautiful way of really expressing our love for the people we love and freeing ourselves from clinging to them. And then when we say Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niryataya Mi, that's Sanskrit and it means I offer to my teacher, the Buddha, this beautiful, precious universe.